The original proposal includes completely removing the cap of taxis by 2019. It would also make it so a driver only needs one cab to be considered a company. The current requirement is three cabs. Owners of cab companies oppose it because they say there's already too many vehicles for hire on the road. Robert Gonzalez owns National Cab. It's a company of about eight cars. He says Uber and Lyft drivers are taking away about 50% of his business.
How can you even consider adding more permits when we are on survival mode? We're barely making it. Please help us and don't do this.
Hector Garcia is a cab driver that represents more than 200 independent drivers who signed a petition to lift that cap. Garcia says with more permits and independent companies, drivers won't have to pay rental fees to larger companies like Yellow Cab.
If we get those permits to like the taxi drivers, then they don't have to pay the companies and they're going to be able to survive and they're going to be able to take care of themselves and take care of their families. That's what I'm fighting.
On Thursday, the City Council's Transportation Committee approved sending the measure to the full council with some caveats. A compromising proposal would have to be drafted, possibly with a mediator. District 8 Councilman Manny Pelaez said the two sides will have to work together.
If they put us in a position of having to make the decision for them, we're going to make a decision. They might not like it, right? Their best option is to own their own future and own the solution to the differences that they've got.
Council may consider the changes next month. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.